Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. I am joined again for my Facebook family who are watching the show with us on Facebook. I'm joined again with my lovely wife, Treasure. She is here today. Say hello.
Hello. What's up, Facebook?
Oh, God. Y'all, I told you I was going to let her run the show.
Mm-mm. I'm good.
And we're gonna work that out today. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Got a little bit we wanted to talk about today. Progress. Man, the title of the show is Tricks Are Definitely for Kids. And I really want you to grasp on to what I'm about to say when we get into it on the show. There's a couple clips I want to play. There's a couple of things that need to be said. And we're just going to keep on moving after we say them and after we play the clips. It's time to try to build. It's time to try to make sure that we're doing things the right way. Hey, what's up, sis? Make sure we're doing things the right way and make sure that we can continue to climb together. Y'all, okay, so y'all, I did misspell definitely. And my wife just had to point that out. And
is this the teacher in me?
Well, I will go back and change it so they won't be saying, hey, Jay is stupid.
I'll fix it. Okay, go ahead.
Get back. I forgot what I was saying. But anyhow, we're going to continue to move in a direction of growth. There is some things, guys, we definitely need to discuss. I'm not going to fuss as much as I did on yesterday's show. But I don't understand people. I just don't. I don't. I thought I had a good grasp on people and some of the moves that they make and some of the things that they say. I don't understand people. I don't understand our people sometimes. Do my breasts smell like onions?
No.
I've been eating onions. Well, you over here making weird.
I am not. I'm listening.
Well, I just think that, you know, people tend to never cease to amaze me, that is. God, and it's so unfortunate, man, because it's the ones that you really, truly want to give your allegiance to. I don't know if I should say allegiance. It sounds like we get ready to conquer something. I don't know. Your friendship, your loyalty, your trust. Sometimes, you know, man, you got to covet those things, because sometimes people will take full advantage of who you are if you are a giver. Yes, and run with it. And will not feel bad about it. Yes, yeah, root for. Will not feel bad about it, and then will turn around and try to play the victim. When you have discovered that they have been dabbling in this dark psychology that we're going to talk about, I really want to talk about that because it's a real thing, y'all. It's a real thing that people do to other people for no reason. Well, there is a reason. Their reason is to gain and to come off on top of the people that they shouldn't. So dark psychology is a really, really true thing. And I'm going to tell you, man, I have been going through some stuff in between my regular gig and this radio show and, getting things prepared for the gifts show come September the 10th. I have truly been going through some things and seeing the true essence of people's shadiness. And there's nothing good about that. I know I just stated it very eloquently, but there's nothing good about being shady. There's nothing good about not being a good friend. There's nothing good about turning your back on people who have been there for you. There's nothing good about that. And I have really, really experienced that in the last 2-3 weeks? Mm-hmm. It's been coming on strong. And they still going around here like, it's all good. Like, it's all good. I don't know nothing. I don't know the shadiness that they're doing. I don't know the shadiness that they've stated to other people. And they're just going around like it's all good. And just want to continue. What's happening, brother? My brother this, my brother. Man, I don't want to hear that. You know, and I'm going to play this clip. And I played this clip on the show before. The first one I haven't. But I played the clip that I'm going to play. The second one, I played it on the show before. And I think it means even more to me now than it did the first time I listened to it. And I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I'm really at a loss for words because he put a lot into people in your circle. When you put a lot into people in your circle, and I should know better than that, but you want to trust people. You want to think that everyone is good. They're good-hearted. They're good-natured. Their characters are good character. You want to think that people are automatically like this until they give you a reason to think to know that they're not. That's what I teach my children. I teach my children to look into good in everyone until they give you a reason to think otherwise. But I haven't been quite following my own advice. I haven't been, once they have shown me, walk away. I have been sticking around. It's like you stick around for more punishment and more mistreatment.
Yeah, but you hope that they won't do that again.
Yeah. But that's when they start utilizing what you call that dark psychology. And they start luring you back in. Mm-hmm. Not to say that I'm weak, because I know I'm not weak. No. I know my mind, my thinking is not weak. They're just very crafty individuals who do not have goodness in their heart, but want people to have, want people to think they have goodness in their heart. I've seen it from quoting scriptures to on Facebook talking about scriptures. And then doing dirt and don't think people know. I don't know. We're going to talk about that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
And you an actor, shows. Bitch, you wouldn't squeeze lemonades. And when I pull the pin, I blow up just like grenades. My money so long, even I'm amazed. I gotta tell the Lincoln, so out of long face. So fly, if I feel I'll still be in the sky. I'm a Big Mac, you a small fry. I make pesos, pounds, forget it. I might have went over your head just like a fitted. I'm in that big Chevy thing, taking up two lanes. So fly, you might as well call it a Chevy airplane.
Get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing, every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
This ain't no playground, round here we don't play round. Out here I'm eating, never put my plate down. I'm getting money and you getting lost. So you ain't even employed, so how you a boss? Doing my thing, don't care what it costs. I'm ballin', play me and you'll get crossed. And you a vegetarian, you can't stand beef. And you like blind people, you ain't never in the street. No, I'm hot and you, well, hell. You make it rain, I'm iced out, I make it hell.
Right.
I run this dog, all you do is sprint. You a snitch, the neck, the tail, like sprint.
Tryna get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing. Cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. You got me all messed up. Talking about some Trey and Jay. I'm going to let her take us out to the next commercial.
No.
And she's going to bring us back.
No.
It's going to be good. I know you would. Y'all, we were talking off the air to our Facebook fam. And we was asking them if we started a YouTube channel, would they watch it? And so my wife come up with flashy name. What did you call it?
It's Trey and Jay.
Trey and Jay.
Live in the day with Trey and Jay.
No. We're not going
to. Oh, that sounded good. Yeah.
Okay. What is wrong with you?
Your rolling chair is not right. Okay. Okay, get back to it. Let's go.
Yeah. So, like I said, number to call is 515-602-9653. Talking a little bit about those people,
mm-hmm.
right, continuously do things that you don't expect for them to do. I'm going to play a clip. I don't know which one I want to play first. I want to play this clip first. I've played it before on the show, but I think it is more relevant now than when I played it the first time. This is a clip courtesy of Steve Harvey, the Steve Harvey Show on YouTube, and the truth that is spoken in this clip is undeniable. And if somebody disagrees with what's said in this clip, please call in and tell me why you disagree. But I'm going to play this clip. It's a Unsupportive Friends, courtesy of the Steve Harvey Show on YouTube.
In 2017, I opened an online business for plus-size women selling clothes. Although my business is successful, my friends, they support verbally, they say things like, oh, look at you, I see you out here, or that looks nice, you're doing a good job, but they don't come to shows, even if they're free, they don't even share posts on social media. Now, I don't expect them to buy things, because sometimes they don't, but I know it's not in people's budget, and sometimes it might not be their style, but
should I feel some type of way that they're not supporting it other ways, or should I just let it go?
No, they're not
your
friends. Y'all, I'm sorry, but listen to that part again. They don't, but I know it's not in people's budget, and sometimes it
might not be their style, but should I feel some type of way that they're not supporting it other ways, or should I just let it go? No, they're not your friends. People come in your life for seasons.
Absolutely.
Everybody has had a seasonal friend. Or probably a third grade education. You know what he's telling me all the time? Everybody come with you, can't go with you.
Yeah.
That's a cold lesson to learn in life.
Yes, it is.
Everybody come with you, can't go with you. There's some people that can go with you just to a certain point. And the moment you try to elevate, you're going to start losing some people. Everybody is happy for you opening your boutique. Oh, she thinks she is going to open up a damn store. I ain't buying none of that. I ain't telling nobody about it. It's called jealousy. It's a more modern term. They're called haters. Yeah. And that's all it is. Now, before you waste any more of your time and energy on these haters, understand that they have now shown you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. Rid yourself. Because if you stay long with them, they're going to need to borrow some clothes. They don't want a discount.
I've done that, and I have a friend who asked me for her birthday. She said, can I wear this dress? Because she really, really liked it. She actually wore my dress on her birthday, took pictures, but she never paid. She said, oh, here's your dress back. But she never bought it, and I knew she had the money. So it's like.
See, I'm telling you, man, you should buy this book to Centralist.
I'm buying that
book. One page of the book, and knew I had to get it. One of the things of essentialism teaches you how to just do things that's essential to you and your happiness. Because if you don't consider you and your happiness, everybody else is considering theirs.
Yep.
And one of the things he said in the book that affected me, if you have people in your life who are occupying your time for their self-benefit, you should erase them from your life.
Mm.
I've had to do that to a lot of people, man. A lot of people. You know how you do it? Go ahead,
tell me how you do it, because, like, do you just ghost them, or...
I take inventory. This is what you do. You get your phone out. You go through your contacts. Everybody in your life, because you got a person that every time they call your phone, something wrong, and it's bad news.
Yep.
I want you to put a dark dot next to their contact. The next person, they want something from you, but you can't get nothing from them. They 50-50 friends. You can deal with them or without them.
He said, ding them.
People right there, I want you to put an asterisk next to their name. And then the last person in your life is somebody that calls you, that's always uplifting, always got your back, always trying to be encouraging, never judgmental, and they always bring light into the room. I want you to put a check next to those names. Now, you got your whole contact list listed out on your phone. You got the dark dots, you got the asterisks, and the check. Delete and block all dark spots. You don't need this in your life. They're bringing you down. The next person. Now take your 50-50 friends. Delete them, block them. Take their email. Delete them, block them. Now, every time your phone rings, it's nothing but good news. Good people, good vibes, good people. If you don't do that, you're going to keep dragging that dead weight around you. And you'll never get into the orbit God intended for you to get to because you're trying to take some people with you that if God clearly wanted them to go where you was at, he'd have put them up there. But he didn't. So if God don't put them up there, what you trying to take them for? We'll be right back.
Every time. Every time I hear that, it has a different meaning. But I got a question. Wonder if you go through your phone and you start doing this inventory and you realize that you don't have many people that call you with good news. What do you do then? I mean, you still embrace the ones that call you with good news.
Yeah.
I got over 2,000, close to 2,000 contacts. And I know all these knuckleheads do not have my best interest. Because if they did, the very first show of the gift would have been packed. If they did, when I send out tags or whatever you want to call it, your nose is itching. Really?
I'm fine. Okay.
They would respond. And, you know, I posed a question the other day on Facebook, and I really wanted to know the answer. And I appreciate some of the answers that I got. I wanted to know if you post something and you tag somebody, and then you go to their page, and you don't see your post, what does that mean? Does that mean they just dismayed your tag? I know a lot of people told me that they set it to where they just don't get tags from everybody. I understand that, because I did have some people just posting stuff on my page, promoting their little businesses on my J Radio Show page, like it was all good, and I had to put a stop to it. And those same people that was posting stuff on my J Radio Show page never support the show. Yeah, this is the way it's set up, maybe. But the question, I guess I'm wanting to know, when you tag them, they see it, correct? Whether they are, yeah, I know, Wendy. But when you tag them, they still see it, correct? Even if they have things put in place to where they accept, right, they still see it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but they must approve the tag. Okay, now, yes, but they must approve the tag. Okay, for instance, Wendy, you send me something, or Crystal, you send me something. I know it's you. I'm reposting it. I'm going to support whatever you're doing. I would expect you to do it for me. But when it's people you know have seen it and they should do right by you, or they claim that they in your corner and they don't, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? Is that where we start with Steve's rule of going through and putting the black dots and asterisks beside people's name and then blocking them and deleting them? And see, it's going to come a surprise to some people when I block them. People I work with, people I see on a regular basis, it's going to come a big surprise, because I am at the point now where I cannot allow people who say that they support you, but they show different. I get that. I'm tired of taking notes. I don't took too many notes. I've taken too many notes, and then the same people will come up to you and want you to do something for them. I'm out of that business. I'm out of that business. I have given my all for this radio show and for the community. And I still love my community. Whether, you know, it doesn't go the way that I think it should go when it comes to events or whatever. Okay, so when you get that from the business too. So when it is very disheartening. Then when you stop tagging them, I guess the next step is to start blocking their behinds and unfriending them. Y'all, I might end up with like 17 friends. That's going to be pitiful. That is going to be pitiful if I end up with 17 friends on Facebook. Well, you know what? It's okay. Because sometimes all you ask people to do is like and share, and they can't even do that. If it's something positive, but you let something silly, like somebody singing and they can't see, hold a note, or somebody else shaking their butts everywhere, it get passed around everywhere. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Oh, they're going to see the growth. They definitely going to see the growth. Mm-hmm. But it's just something about, I guess I got to take that inventory. I just have to. And, you know, I might be on somebody's inventory list, but I can promise you that the people that I call on a regular basis, when I call them, it is nothing but good energy. It's always good energy. I never try to call people with bad energy because I know how it feels. What do you think?
I agree with you.
I don't know. It's people like to play games. People like to play games, and I told y'all that this dark psychology is real stuff. Speaking of dark psychology. Okay, so I was strolling on Facebook, and I got a commercial that came by, and it said something about, do you want to get people to do what you want them to do all the time? And I was like, what in the crap is this? But this just shows you how algorithms work. And I didn't click on it then. I went to my Audible, and I was, you know, looking for books to listen to. And then another commercial come out, and it was the same dude. He told me, do you want people to listen to you and get them to do whatever you want them to do? All you got to do is try this method. So I kept listening to it, and he talked about the phenomenon of y'all got me looking crazy.
Phenomenal?
Yeah, no, whatever, of dark psychology. And so I started listening to what he was saying, and it's more of a deep manipulation. Have you ever been around somebody that, whether it's your supervisor or a friend or whatever, and they're always wanting you to do what they want you to do, and they're trying to spin it so that you would feel guilty if you did not do what they're asking you to do? Or they try to spin it to where whatever they're asking you to do is such a glorious thing, and you know deep down in your heart it's not. That's what car salesmen do. Car salesmen use, and I'm not saying this against car salesmen, but I got some friends that are good dudes. I know they're good dudes. But this is what the dude that was talking about, the dark psychology, this is what he was saying. He was saying that this is the number one tool that car salesmen and most salespeople use to get, that would be, most people use to get what they want from you. And, you know, the more I thought about it, I said, you know, a couple of people who's doing this to me all the time. One does it and thinks he's God's gift to the chair he's sitting in. And then the other, she don't know that I know this is what she's doing. And I don't know if she thinks or she knows that's what she's doing. But it's such a bad, it leaves such a bad taste in your mouth. And it's such a terrible to getting people to do what you want to do. And then if you don't do what they want you to do, they're washing their hands with you. That I'm going to go and start new, and I'm washing my hands of this type of person. I think I need to get somebody on the show that's going to talk in depth about dark psychology. I promise you I will have somebody on the show next week who will talk about this. And we're going to see if we can't just get to the bottom of why it is so widely used and not even spoken about. I never heard of it.
Me neither.
I never heard of it. But when you hear, when you read about it, I promise you, you are going to sit and you're going to say, oh, my God, I got such and such trying to do this to me right now. It's interesting stuff. It's interesting stuff, and I think that we need to pay attention to the relationships we keep or the relationships that we want to keep. You know, some are healthy and some are not healthy. And, yes, you're right. That is deceptive intelligence. That's exactly what it is. And gaslighting that, too. And just straight up lying to people and just being devious, you know. Character says a lot, but then these people claim to move in God. They claim to move because God wants them to move this way, or I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's crazy. It's about as bad as, have you ever seen that commercial where you wake up in the middle of the night and that pastor, I don't know who he is, but when he's talking, he starts hollering. Yeah, you ever seen that? Well, he'd be like, yes, you can be saved all you want, but God, that dude. Yeah. Yeah. That dude scared the fool out of me one night. Yeah. But God will help you. Mm. And I'm like, I know he helped me, but why is he hollering at 3 o'clock in the morning on TV? And that's about as bad as the Smoky Mountain spirit water, or whatever they call it. I don't know what they call it, but yeah, that. Selling it, $3 a bottle, $5 a bottle. What kind of scams do people got? And you got people who will sit on TV and be, oh, I need this water. Mm-hmm. I need this. I'm going to get this water. I'm buying 3 bottles, one for Chris, one for Jeff, and I'm buying one for Cindy. She need one. I'm going to buy one. I'm going to use it every night. Not knowing they just getting regular tap water. And these people passing it off as spiritual water. Oh, I ain't never in my life heard no spiritual water. And they ought to be shaming themselves. But that's that dark psychology. That dark psychology and that just that deceptive intelligence, that gaslighting, just straight up lying to people. But if I hear that black dude one more time at 3 o'clock in the morning hollering like he crazy.
Yes, weak-minded.
Are they weak-minded or are they just hurting and people have found a deceptive way to trigger them?
Yeah.
You drink some.
I said trick.
Oh, or trick. I was going to say, when you drink some, I ain't ordered no mountain spray of water ever. What'd you call it?
Miracle water.
That's right. I don't want them people to be like, oh, Jay's talking about some miracle water. He must be selling that now. No, I am not selling miracle water or whatever it's called, spiritual water or whatever. I'm not selling none of that. So don't nobody be starting no rumors, because you know how people, I think Jay on Facebook.
That
joke is sitting there saying some mountain water, some Rocky Mountain water.
That's not Rocky Mountain.
That's going to get your spirit right. Yeah. It's some real, real devious people out there. And I don't understand it. I don't understand it. We're going to take a quick break, guys. And when we come back, we are going to, I'm going to play the other clip from Steve Harvey. I think you're going to really, really like it because it's very, very, very interesting. Number 515-602-9653. That was a death. I mean, definitely.
Escapism. life surrounding me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'ma switch to high beams. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Her wind, the going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for mega bucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down, then I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use for ever questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring will share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut that got you over the hump, plus it bumped. The speakers of pound while lyrics I'm laying down will be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I'll push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna think and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miss.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with J.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, thank you for continuing to support the show. I thank you guys for definitely checking the show out. And let me say a little something real quick, because I know a lot of people have like podcasts and they have radio shows or whatever on here, and I'm just messing. And I know that a lot of people like to compare, and I hear this a lot. I hear a lot of people, well, one person has made the statement, he got that show, talking about me, he got that show, that little show, he think he's like major radio. Well, let me enlighten you, Mr. Negro. Not only do I have this show, yes, the show plays in different states, but the show also plays in 6 different countries, and the show is well received in other countries. I get emails from those people who listen to the shows in those other countries, and the same person hollering, when you gonna let me come on the show? And I'm really thinking about putting them in the hot seat, but I'm not going to do that, because then you'll get what you want. I don't want you to get what you want, especially with me. I just need to get away from you. But the show is a very, very, very recognized show. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's a very recognized show. And I will say that the people out in Bakersfield, California, they really support the show. Like I'm right there in Bakersfield. That's why I always give them a super duper shout out, because those people always tell me what the show has done for them. And you know, it's okay. It's okay if people don't like what happens on the show or what I say or the content, whatever, or me. That's your choice. But you also have the choice to not look at it, not listen to it, not go back and download some of the old shows and listen to, don't listen to the podcast. No, you have a choice to do that. So when you choose to listen to it, then that lets me know there's more to it than just his little old show that you are interested in. So why can't we just all get along? What those immortal words of Rodney King? Mm-hmm. Why can't we get along before they like beat him up real bad? And then we forgot about him in the community. See, we don't get angry in the black community until somebody don't got hit over the head or something tragic has happened. That's when we get angry. We don't celebrate. And then you got people talking about giving flowers to the people who are still living. Yeah, I'm totally for that. I'm totally for that. But the ones hollering that don't do nothing for the community. It's all about them. I ain't going to go. I said I wasn't going to go into that rant. Let me play the next clip that I wanted to play. This is another clip courtesy of the Steve Harvey Show, and it is a very good clip, and I think it speaks a lot of sense. So it is Don't Let the Devil Steal Your Destiny. This is courtesy of the Steve Harvey Show on YouTube.
The devil's job, he got one mission, is to make you think you ain't gonna make it. His job is to keep you. Victoria Osteen was on this show, and you know what she told me the other day? She said, the devil don't care about you. The devil wants to keep you from your destiny.
Yep.
That's his one job. Satan got one job, to keep you from your destiny. The devil don't ever want you to be what God created you to be. So guess what? When you discover your guilt, and you think I'm about to make a move and go be what God created me to be, then here go the devil. You got this job over here. You're going to lose your 401k.
Mm.
Once you get your paper straight, you can skip all of this. You can get yourself started in the process, man. But you got to quit letting the devil, your destiny, by tying it to this little job you got. Because he's tricking with it now. He got you thinking you're going to mess your credit up if you quit your job. What you mean mess your credit up? You overextended now. You got good credit, but you can't buy nothing else with it. If your card maxed out at $5,000 and you got $4,090 on it, where we at? Come on, y'all. You're going to have to make a choice. But you can't let the devil fool you. He's trying to keep you from being who God made you to be. Y'all, look, man, I don't know if I'm getting through to you, but I want you to hear me. I do, man. Look, I wish everybody before they die.
Let's do this.
Feel like to wake up and do what you was born to do. It's so cool, man. It's so cool. If you've been dreaming of opening that business, you should start the process. Don't try to figure out how to make the business make $1 million. Just start the process. See, if you make one step, he'll make two. But he can't make his two unless you make your one. So you got to start. Fill out the application. Go get the patent. Send in the paperwork. Get your federal ID number. Do something, man. Start creating the website. Let your job sponsor your dreams. Take some of your check money. Quit playing one of them punk fields. Take that money and start your website. What is you talking about now? If you owe Kmart some money and Sears, what is you paying them for? It's going to be out of business. Whatever money you owe Kmart and Sears, take that money, buy your business card. Take one of your bills one time instead of paying it. Start your website. Start. If you make one step, he'll make two. And don't worry about where you're going with it. Just get started. He'll show you the way to go. Because he wants you to get to your destiny. But he got to make sure that you want to get to your destiny first. If you tell him you want to get to your destiny, that God you serve, he's going to show you how to do it. You can believe that. Don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't ever be too proud to pray. Because prayer changes things. Thank you.
Think he on to something?
Oh, yeah.
I read Steve Harvey's book, Jump. And the last chapter, I find myself reading it over and over and over. And it's time that I quit reading, and it's time to jump. It's time to jump. And he is absolutely right. That tricky devil will come up in the middle of you getting ready to spread your wings. And we'll put all those thoughts in your head. And some of your friends. I got somebody that I always, well, I don't always, I used to talk about jumping. And the first thing they say, well, I got to find something that's just like what I got now. That's going to cover my costs because I have this, that, and the other obligations. And I mean, I have obligations too. But isn't the whole idea of jumping is making sure that you know God is going to catch you? But then they say, well, wonder if it doesn't work out like you want it to. I don't think like that. I'm not built to think like that. If it doesn't work out like I want it to, I'm going to pray harder and make sure it works out like I want it to. It's do or die. Well, I ain't going to say do or die. It's do or die. And I got to make sure that I'm going to do. That makes sense. What do you think about jumping?
What you need to do.
So I just need.
They go, what if?
Yeah.
The what not? And
I just need to get some people out of my space. I need to get them out of my space. But I promise you, when I am loosened enough from the chains and shackles, y'all watch my smoke. When I'm able to really concentrate and do what I need to do in the community, you watch what happens. September 10th, guys, at the Little Theater of Gastonia. at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. The doors open. 7 o'clock, the show starts. It is The Gift and Dre Lay, the second show at the Little Theater Gastonia. We have some special people coming in, and they're going to do some performances with them. You guys, it's going to be a great show. Just go and get your ticket. That's all I ask. Just go get your ticket and find somebody else to get a ticket. To be and a whole lot of people there from Gastonia. It needs to be packed. I mean, he's from Gastonia. He's a kid. He's trying to do positive things. I think that it is all but fitting that the area comes and support him. You can go to the Little Theater of Gastonia's website, or you can go to the link that I put on my page. I'll put it up again today. I think, can't you pin links or pin posts up on Facebook? Y'all, I don't know why I'm acting like it's the first time I've been on Facebook. But but Facebook be tripping. What's happening, Ms. D? But I think, can I go and pin something? Okay. So I'll pin the post, and it has the link to go get the tickets.
I was going to say yeah, but I wouldn't.
You weren't going to say yeah. You
was
gonna
say, I was
going
to say yes, but I wasn't for sure. I had to wait.
What, you waiting on what? For me to look crazy?
No.
And then have your friends have their friends to get tickets.
Get tickets.
There is nothing that would...
I wish you could see.
Yeah.
That performance. Oh.
And I put some of it on Facebook. I did. I put some of it on Facebook. But I know a lot of people's thinking is, if he going to stream it, I ain't buying no ticket to go see it. Sure. And that's how people think. That's so unfortunate. But I'm not streaming this next one. I'm not streaming this next one. I feel like his community can come and see him and support him. All my elected officials, I look to see you guys there and ladies there. I mean, it's only fitting. You know, I mean, I see y'all everywhere else. Come support something that's really positive. Ms. D, you sure you're good today? That was one of my answers there. I hate this laggy stuff, don't you? I wish I could just bring it right.
Oh, okay, because of the chat. Okay.
Pretty soon, guys, we're going to be doing, I'm going to be streaming the radio show, not only when I do it live on the air like I'm doing now, but I'm going to be streaming it on YouTube also. It's going to be streaming on YouTube, and it's going to be streaming on hopefully Twitch and what's the other one? Instagram simultaneously. So I'll be streaming them all together, you know, along with, yes, with her, along with, you know, what we're doing live on the air as I do each and every show without streaming. So I'm trying to reach you guys every which way as possible and make sure we continue to have that line of communication to where we will be able to talk to each other all the time. And that's what I want. I want you guys to be able to get all the information from me on different platforms. All right. I got to take another break, y'all, and we'll be back. But we're going to talk a little bit more about, I want to touch a little bit more on this dark psychology and see what Treasure thinks about it, because I know she has dealt with, I ain't going to say you've done it.
What? No,
you look at me like, he better not say I've been knowing dark psychology. I ain't going to say that. I was going to say, I know that you dealt with people who have tried to come at you that way and use that against you. A lot, and you know, it's just time for us to get some people out of our circumference area. All right, so number to call is 515-602-9653. Say it again.
The number to call is 515-602-9653.
You guys are definitely live with Jay.
Thank you. What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I am. Every day. Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is
515-602-9653. Had to put some
in. Come on now. All right, guys. I really appreciate you guys coming on the show and continuing to check out the show, listen to the show. It means a lot. I tell you this each and every day. It's because I mean it. So I thank you, Flint, Michigan. I thank you, South Philly, Chicago, New York, Atlanta. Well, not Atlanta, but Macon, Georgia. Oh, my gosh. Gastonia, Tallahassee, Houston, Bakersfield, California. Messed me up with that. Denver, Colorado, and Tacoma, Washington. And I know there's some more that I'm missing. Sorry. Montgomery, Alabama, this one. I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. The show, I do this show for you. And I, you know, really, truly want you guys to know that this platform is yours. Whenever we need to celebrate someone, we'll celebrate them on here. Whenever we need to talk about issues in the community, we'll do that here too. And we'll also come up with solutions for those problems in the community that we always have problems dealing with when it comes to progress and making sure that we do what we need to do for the success of our young people. That's what it's all about. So as I tell you guys each and every day, I love you. Greatest love I know. The love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So you guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. See you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Free Fall Friday tomorrow, y'all.